Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm on alert, Tani, with the evening news. First, the headlines. India and Saudi Arabia boost strategic ties with key agreements. Prime Minister Narendra Modi cuts short Saudi Arabia visit after Pahalgam terror attack. India will not bow down to terror, assures Home Minister Amit Shah to Pahalgam victims' families. And Kohima Masjid Committee calls on Centre to reconsider Waqf Amendment Act 2025. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi cut short his Saudi Arabia visit in view of the terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Modi, who was on a two-day visit to the country, cancelled his further engagements in Jeddah and arrived in New Delhi this morning. Upon arrival, Mr. Modi took a brief meeting at the airport and took stock of the situation with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and other officials. Despite the shortened trip, the Prime Minister's visit to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia had several key outcomes. Four important agreements, including in the areas of space, health and anti-doping, were signed during the bilateral engagements, a report.
The bilateral discussions were described as fruitful, substantive and forward-looking. The two leaders reviewed full spectrum of cooperation covering energy, defense, trade, investment, technology, culture and people-to-people exchanges. Progress on the India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor was also discussed, with both sides reaffirming their shared vision and commitment to accelerating the work on the initiative. A significant outcome of the visit was the expansion of the Strategic Partnership Council from 2 to 4 committees, underscoring the growing depth of bilateral ties. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News, Jeddah.
Saudi Arabia has expressed interest in investing in a wide range of sectors in India, including energy, petrochemicals, infrastructure, technology and fintech. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that every Indian feels the pain of losing their loved ones in the terrorist attack in Pahalgam in South Kashmir's Anantnag district. He assured all these families and the entire country that these terrorists who killed innocent people will not be spared at all. Mr. Shah paid last respects to the deceased and laid floral wreaths over the bodies of the deceased at police control room in Srinagar. Mr. Shah said the country will not bend to terror and the culprits of this dastardly terror attack will not be spared. The Home Minister, after reaching Pahalgam, took first-hand account of the situation at the attack site in Baisaran forest area in Pahalgam. He also visited the injured people and inquired about their health condition at government Medical College Anantnag Hospital. 26 tourists were killed in yesterday's Pahalgam attack, while several injured in the heinous attack. Kashmir Valley observed complete shutdown to protest the killings. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that the perpetrators of the Pahalgam attack will soon face a loud and clear response. Addressing a memorial lecture on Marshal of the Indian Air Force Arjun Singh in New Delhi, Mr. Singh reiterated India's zero-tolerance policy against terrorism. He said, government will leave no stone unturned to give a befitting reply to those responsible and that all necessary steps will be taken to counter this attack.
देशवासियों को आश्वस्त करता हूं घटना के मद्देनजर भारत सरकार वो हर कदम उठाएगी जो जरूरी और उपयुक्त होगा और हम सिर्फ उन लोगों तक नहीं पहुंचेंगे जिन्होंने इस घटना को अंजाम दिया है हम उन तक भी पहुंचेंगे जिन्होंने पर्दे के पीछे बैठकर हिंदुस्तान की सरजमी पर ऐसी नापाक हरकतों की साजिशें रची हैं भारत एक इतनी पुरानी सभ्यता और इतना बड़ा देश है जिसको ऐसे किसी भी आतंकी गतिविधियों से किसी भी सूरत में डराया नहीं जा सकता
Condemning the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, Mr. Singh extended his condolences to the bereaved families. Meanwhile, a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security is underway at Prime Minister Narendra Modi's residence in New Delhi on the Pahalgam terror attack. The Governor of Nagaland has issued an order placing in abeyance the absorption notifications for all 147 assistant professors and librarians with immediate effect. The order follows the State Cabinet's review of the regularization process on Monday. Prompted by various complaints and objections, the Cabinet had decided to put the regularization process in abeyance and set up a 5-member committee to look at the issue. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The Muslim community, represented by the Kohima Masjid Committee, has called upon the central government to reconsider the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. The committee said that the government must engage in meaningful dialogue with Muslim community leaders, scholars, and stakeholders to revise the contentious provisions, ensuring alignment with constitutional guarantees. Members of the Kohima Masjid Committee, led by its president, Faizur Rahman, made this statement in protest against the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 during a press conference in Kohima today. PRO of the Kohima Masjid Committee, Komrul Islam Laskar, said the act violates the freedom of religious denominations to manage their own affairs. He emphasized that there is a growing sense of mistrust and suspicion regarding the government's intentions. Mr. Laskar also informed that a committee will soon be submitting a memorandum requesting the revocation of the act to the President of India through the Governor of Nagaland as well as to the Chief Minister.
We need to introspect whether this act violates the freedom of religious denomination to manage their affairs. The answer is yes, it does. We would be submitting a memorandum to the President of India through our Honorable Governor of Nagaland. And we would also try to submit a memorandum to our Honorable Chief Minister.
Member and social activist Talha highlighted several provisions of the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 that raises serious concerns regarding its fairness, inclusivity and constitutional validity. As the matter is currently under review by the Supreme Court, he emphasized that the next course of action will be determined by the outcome of the judicial process, adding that final court ruling must prioritize justice. Mr. Talha also called upon all communities to stand together in opposition to any legislation that threatens religious autonomy. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio has extended greetings to the Chakasan community on the occasion of Tsukine. In a social media post, he wished that this season would be a reminder of hope, hard work and renewal. Mr. Rio hoped that the Almighty would bless every effort in the fields with fruitfulness and prosperity and the year ahead bring an abundant harvest. The State Home Department has invited nominations for the Padma Awards from all administrative heads of department and commissioner in Nagaland. The department has asked nominations to be made in both online and physical submissions, while nominations received after June 5th will not be considered for inclusion in the screening committee meeting. The Padma Awards, namely Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri, will be announced on the occasion of Republic Day 2026. A workshop on job opportunities in Japan was organized today by Horticulture Department, Nagaland University and ARMS Incorporation in Kohima. Director Horticulture, Meya Sashi, highlighted the various avenues of opportunities in IT, engineering, agriculture, teaching English and hospitality sectors. Vice President of ARMS Incorporation, Shibata Nagatoshi, noted the shortage of human resources in Japan due to the country's shrinking population. Under the company's three-year technical intern training program, more than 350 students have been placed in Japan. The technical session offered a broad overview of working in Japan and career opportunities. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. India and Saudi Arabia boost strategic ties with key agreements. Prime Minister Narendra Modi cuts short Saudi Arabia visit after Pahalgam terror attack. India will not bow down to terror, assures Home Minister Amit Shah to Pahalgam victims' families. And Kohima Masjid Committee calls on Centre to reconsider Waqf Amendment Act 2025. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.